Hello, welcome to our podcast about how to be environmentally friendly. We are the Junior Travel Ambassadors in William Marsh Primary School. I am Parry.
Leanne.
I am Abigail.
And I'm Solomon.
Before we start, we will tell you some fun facts. Did you know, on average, a shop goes through 60,500,000 paper bags per year?
Did you know that humans only use 1% of available water?
Do you come by car, bike, scooter, public transport, or do you walk?
If you come by car, it's affecting the world and making global warming, which sadly leads to climate change.
You might ask, what is climate change? Climate change is the average conditions, such as the temperature and more rainfall, and it changes throughout the year.
This is impacting the world of all its gases, which include carbon dioxide, chlorofluorocarbons, water vapour and methane.
Even though these things are happening, you can still make a change.
How can we make a change? We can make a change by using less oil, coal, gas, and not use a car.
But many individuals like us believe large businesses hold all the responsibility.
If everyone takes responsibility for their personal and business uses, their carbon footprint could be much better.
Some types of categories that contribute towards carbon emissions are agriculture by 10%, industry by 30%, residential commercial by 31%, and transport by 29%.
Because we are using lots of cars, we need to stop or our world could end. I guess what we need to know is how environmentally friendly is William Morris Primary School.
We have some interviews lined up with some of the staff and children from William Morris.
We have our head boy Yusuf. Yusuf, do you think we're doing enough to help the school's environment?
Personally, I think the school's doing what it can to its fullest to try and be the most environmentally school that we can be, because we have different things that we've tried out and some that have succeeded and some that have failed, such as trying to reduce food waste and make sure that the school's recycling better.
Thank you, Yusuf, for sharing your wisdom.
We now welcome our Key Stage 2 leader, Mrs. Killick. Do you think we are doing enough to help be more environmentally friendly in school?
I absolutely do. I agree with Yusuf. I think we have done lots already. We have lots in place. We have the Green Flag Award and we're very proud of that. We have started initiatives so that we have an environment-focused day every term. For example, we had lights off day or lights off week, so we're trying to do our most in that way. We have our solar panels. We are encouraging classes to recycle resources such as whiteboard pens and glue sticks. As Yusuf said, we're looking to reduce the waste, food waste after lunch, so we're doing our best that way. We have started to weigh that to make sure that we are providing students with food they want, food they like, so that we can reduce the food waste that way. And encouraging people to eat more on their plates. So I think there's lots that we've done. I think there's still more we can do, but it's impressive what we've done so far.
Thank you for your perspective, Mrs. Killick.
We now have Ms. Foshniak, who leads the school's eco team. Ms. Foshniak, what are you doing to help the school's environment? What can you tell us about the Green Flag Award?
Okay, thank you for inviting me to your podcast. Very exciting. There's so many things that we can be doing in the school, and I think sometimes it can be really overwhelming. So sometimes the small things we're doing, like this year, we've managed to stop using yoghurt pots, and we're just using one big drum of yoghurt, and then children are having yoghurt in bowls. So I think that's been a really good step, and it's a small thing, but it's a positive thing. I think lots of children now are bringing their own water bottle, so we're not wasting and using lots of single-use plastic. So that's been another positive thing over the last few years. In terms of the Green Flag, there's things are happening all the time, and I think the thing we've been working on for this year and last year has been reducing the waste food at school dinners. So encouraging children to eat all the food on their plate, but also making sure if they don't particularly like the lunch or they're not hungry that day, to ask for less. And to think about the salad, when they're choosing their salad, that they're not piling so much salad on their plate that ends up going into the bin. Okay? We've been measuring the food every day, and we've been recording it on our charts in the hall so that everyone is able to look at the detail of whether the amount of food that we're wasting is going down or going up. And I'm pleased to say that it is going down. It's a gradual decline, but that's a good, it's going in the right direction.
Oh, thank you for your time, Ms. Wozniak.
That's a pleasure. Thank you, Suleiman, and everyone else.
We have to change our actions, change fossil fuels to renewable energy. So basically, I'm saying, instead of using fossil fuels, we could use renewable resources.
We can all help with creating a new, more environmentally friendly world.
We all hope that you take action.
We're also extremely grateful for you taking your time listening to our podcast.
On behalf of the JTAs, have a wonderful summer.